verses 3 and 4, that God promises perfect peace to those whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Trusting in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Moving on to verse 5, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. So I've taken my title there from verse 9. I have desired thee. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would use your word in our hearts, and teach us and grow us and refine us through it, and just have your will. We thank you for this opportunity to open your word together and give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. So we see in the midst of this prophecy of man turning from God, primarily Israel, turning their back on God, this beautiful statement by Isaiah saying that he has desired the Lord. Notice he said in verse 9, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night." I believe that this is really one of the keys to the Christian life, is when in the midst of all the trials and all the troubles in this wicked world in which we live, we have a true desire for God, a hunger, a thirst for our God, to be with Him, to be more like Him, to spend time with Him. And it's especially when things are rough that this should be the case. Now, Isaiah was a great prophet, but Isaiah, for a large part, wasn't listened to by the people. He was his message was rejected very often. He was persecuted. And yet, in the midst of all that, he was able to say, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night." And I believe this is what God wants for us. He mentioned there in verse 8 that in the way of thy judgments have we waited for thee. Part of desiring God is to be expecting God to return, and looking for His return. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians 3:5 that we are to direct our hearts into the love of God, into the patient waiting for Christ. We're to be waiting. We're to be expecting Him to return. Isaiah said, "Things are not good, but I'm waiting for you, Lord." Now, he wrote that 2,500 years ago. We're waiting for Him. And part of desiring Him is knowing that at any moment He will return. Will we be ready? You know, Hebrews 7 talks about those that will be ashamed at His coming. I hope none of us will. Because He says there in verse 8, the desire of our soul is to thy name. God is the one that needs to be lifted up. It's to be to His name. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe in Proverbs 18:10. Our desire is to be to His name. Our desire is to be waiting and expecting Him to return. Notice in verse 8, and to the remembrance of thee. Part of desiring the Lord and desiring to be with the Lord is remembering what the Lord has done and remembering who He is. You know, David said in Psalm 77, "I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High." In Psalm 77:10, he said, "I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember thy wonders of old." In Psalm 77:11, he says, "I will remember." I'm going to reflect upon what God has done in my life. I'm going to reflect upon the great things that God has done in the past for God's people in His Word. And then in verse 9, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early." Do we desire the Lord? That's really the question. like Isaiah here. He says, I remember your name, I remember your judgments, I'm waiting for you, Lord, but ultimately, I desire you. Do we desire the Lord? There's a passage in Psalm 42, if we could turn there, please, where David shared a bit of this from his own heart, from his own desire for the Lord, in Psalm 42, verse 1. Is this a description of our Christian walk with the Lord? Do we desire God? I know we desire His salvation when we got saved, but do we desire Him? Notice David says, Psalm 42:1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My soul thirsteth for God, he says. Is that our attitude? Do we truly desire the Lord? Do we thirst for God? Now we should. He's our Savior. He's our friend. He's our God. He's given us eternal life. But let's face it, we're self-centered. Our flesh is pulling us one way. The world's pulling us another way. The devil's after us. And over time, sometimes that desire can wane. Isaiah said, things are bad, but with my soul have I desired thee in the night. David said, my soul thirsteth after God. Do we thirst for the Lord? He said, my spirit within me will I seek thee early. I like that he said early. We need to start the day with God. And you know, David said in Psalm 5, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. Psalm 5:3. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Part of desiring God is starting the day with God in His Word. If we don't, let's face it, as soon as we head out into the day, what are we going to face but the world and all that that brings? If we don't start the day with God, we're definitely not going to be desiring God as we should. And that's, I believe, why Isaiah mentions both the night, the finish of the day, and then the morning, the beginning of the day. And both of them, he's talking about his desire for the Lord. Start and end with longing, with thirsting after God. You know, Jeremiah said, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Isaiah said, I desired the Lord. I'm waiting for him. I'm running to his name and exalting his name. I'm remembering what he's done. And he mentioned there in verse 10, he says, the majesty of the Lord. We sing that song at Christmas, oh, come let us adore him. Do we? Do we adore the Lord? Is that really the attitude of our heart, that we behold his majesty, we're in awe of the Lord, and we desire him? And it's one thing to say, yep, I got to read my Bible today, I got to pray today, and then off into the day we go. It's another thing to say, I really need God. Not in the sense of salvation, but I need to be closer to him. I need to be more in love with him. I thirst after him, as David said. And David wrote these psalms in the midst of trials. He said, my soul longeth, my soul thirsteth for God. And Isaiah is saying here, Lord, I desire thee. God himself. You know, we're not talking about the things of God, we're talking about God. I desired thee. Do we? We desired his salvation, but do we desire him? And there will be more trials, as we talked about this morning. And sometimes God brings those trials to remind us how important this is. That our focus is on him and that our desire is for him and to be more like him, to be closer to him, to thirst after him, as David said. And what a precious truth this is. Now, this truth is only for Christians. There are people all over the world that pray many times a day, some of them rigidly, and yet they're going to hell. They're seeking something, but they can't find it. They pray, they might read their Bible, they might go to church, but the Bible says except a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. If you're not saved, then you don't even have access to the throne of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. So think about all these people in the world. They're seeking God. Some of them pray more than Christians. Some of them are more committed to their cause than Christians. Here we have access to the throne of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we've been covered by the blood of Christ when we got born again, we can go directly to the throne of the Creator of the universe. And many Christians don't. They don't desire God. They don't thirst after God. It's really sad that it would be that way. But it is. And so the encouragement from this passage, from the life of Isaiah, desire Him. Desire Him. Do you desire the Lord? Do you pant after Him? If you can picture a hart or a deer that's thirsty, panting after the water brooks. Picture that. That is how God wants us to be about Him. He says, "My soul thirsteth for God. I desired Thee," He said. Is that the attitude of our heart? If it isn't, there's a problem with the heart. It's not a problem with God. Not a problem with God's Word. There's a problem with our heart. If that's not the desire of our heart. Maybe you'd be honest, say, "Truth is, that's not the desire of my heart because I'm not even sure I'm saved." Well, that's the first step. The first step is you've got to find the Lord as your Savior. The first step is your sins need to be forgiven. You need to be part of the family of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's first. Then you can spend time with God and go to God and He'll hear your prayers. But those of us that are saved, do we desire Him? What a question. Let's pray. Lord.